With a look at Montana news, I'm Steve Jess. A federal appeals court has dismissed part of a lawsuit that seeks to allow only Republican voters to participate in Montana's GOP primaries. A new state law addresses a portion of the legal complaint by allowing political parties to make their own rules for choosing internal party leaders. The law's passage prompted the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals this week to grant its dismissal, but the main issue remains over whether Republicans can close their primaries to independents and voters from other parties. Republican Representative Steve Fitzpatrick of Great Falls sponsored the bill that led to the dismissal. He says his bill was meant to make it more difficult for a judge to close Republican primaries. Republican legislator and Bozeman attorney Matthew Monforton says the plaintiffs got what they wanted in the judge's order. Two Vermont women are seeking to start a class action lawsuit for people who borrowed money from an online lending company owned by Montana's Chippewa Cree tribe. The lawsuit, filed Wednesday in federal court in Vermont, accuses Plain Green LLC of exploiting and extorting its borrowers in violation of federal trade and consumer protection laws. Plain Green charges annualized interest rates of up to 379% for its loans, and tribal immunity exempts it from state laws capping interest rates. The short-term high-interest loans are typically used by low-income borrowers in need of emergency cash. The Associated Press was unable to interview Plain Green's CEO, Joel Rosette. He referred the request to a public relations firm, which demanded the questions be submitted in advance. A restoration plan for the Upper Clark Fork Basin's largest wetland is now up for public review. Edward O'Brien has more.
The Atlantic Richfield Company's draft wetland restoration plan is designed to address wetland loss related to mining and smelting contamination in the Clark Fork River Basin. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the plan aims to protect and enhance the Dutchman wetlands near the Anaconda Airport. FWS toxicologist Karen Nelson.
Many of the tailings that were placed in the Opportunity Ponds tailings impoundment were actually placed on wetlands. So we lost wetlands, and wetlands are very important habitat for migratory birds.
Nelson says a research project she joined revealed not only low blood lead levels in migratory birds, but an area teeming with wildlife.
By being out on the wetland for the part of the summer, we got to see moose, cow-calf, pairs. We saw elk herds, sandhill cranes were nesting in the area, lots of grassland birds. So it is a pretty neat wetland, and after spending a month out there, I can say it's going to be a pretty special place for people to visit.
That's because the public will have access to the 3,000-acre Dutchman wetland. Nelson says the plan calls for it to be protected in perpetuity.
There is a deed restriction that goes with the land. Atlantic Richfield will continue to own the property, but by placing a deed restriction on it, if for some reason in the future it's ever transferred to a different owner, the wetlands have to remain protected in perpetuity.
The public comment period for the draft wetland restoration plan closes June 11th. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana wildlife officials are considering stricter regulations in an effort to reduce the chance of Canada lynx being caught in traps set for other animals outside Glacier and Yellowstone National Parks. The plan, presented to the State Fish and Wildlife Commission on Thursday, is part of a settlement agreement in a lawsuit filed in 2013 by three environmental groups over trapping in the threatened species habitat. The changes include restrictions on types of traps and snares that can be used in the special protection zones. Trappers would only be allowed to use meat for bait if it's more than 24 hours old, and they would be barred from using rabbit or hare parts that would lure lynx. The North Dakota Game and Fish Department says a January oil pipeline spill on the Yellowstone River in Montana did not affect paddlefish. The agency says muscle tissue and eggs from 30 paddlefish snagged this spring have come back clear of any lingering effects of oil exposure. State Fisheries Chief Greg Power says a nonprofit group that processes paddlefish eggs into caviar sent the samples to a lab for analysis. A broken pipeline spewed about 30,000 gallons of crude oil into the Yellowstone River on January 17th, west of Glendive. Power says wildlife officials in Montana tested over 200 fish on the Yellowstone River between the spill site and the North Dakota border. He says none of those fish had any oil-related contamination. Beset by power plant closures and changes in how they pay royalties, coal mines are facing a new obstacle. A review of how coal extracted and burned will impact the air and global warming. Under a series of rulings by federal judges in Denver over the last year, agencies have been told to take into account the indirect environmental impacts of mining coal. The immediate effects appear limited to a single Colorado coal mine that could lose its permit if a new environmental review isn't completed. But industry representatives fear the rulings could be used in other cases to threaten mines that make up the backbone of the coal industry. Legal experts say the cases reflect an emerging trend of linking fossil fuel extraction to climate change. Montana wildlife officials are considering cutting bobcat quotas across a broad portion of central and northern Montana. John Vore of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says agency officials have seen a drop in bobcat numbers in those areas. He attributes the decline to a regular population shift, but says the agency doesn't want to make the problem worse through hunting and trapping. The FWP proposal would lower the bobcat quota from 200 to 100 in central and northern Montana's Region 4. In Region 5, the number would go from 250 to 200, and in Region 6 across the northeast, it would drop from 90 to 50. Fish and Wildlife is seeking public comment before making a final decision at its July meeting. Federal prosecutors say three men have been sentenced for their participation in an online bulletin board to exchange child pornography. Justice Department officials say the three, who are from South Carolina, Maine, and California, were sentenced this week in a Montana federal court. Each man received at least 15 years in prison. One was sentenced to more than 18 years. A federal appeals court has dismissed part of a lawsuit that seeks to allow only Republican voters to participate in Montana's GOP primaries. A new state law addresses a portion of the legal complaint by allowing political parties to make their own rules for choosing internal party leaders. That law's passage prompted the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals this week to grant the dismissal. The main issue remains over whether Republicans can close their primaries to independents and voters from other parties. That's a look at Montana news. I'm Steve Jess on Montana Public Radio.